శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి. గుడ్ మార్నింగ్, గోల్డెన్ మార్నింగ్. ద వన్స్ హూ బ్రింగ్ న్యూ వరల్డ్, ద వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, న్యూ అవేర్నెస్, న్యూ కాన్షియస్నెస్, న్యూ కల్చర్, డివైన్ కల్చర్ టు సచ్ స్పార్క్లింగ్ డైమండ్స్, డైమండ్ మార్నింగ్. ఐ వాజ్ ఆస్క్డ్ టు స్పీక్ టుడే అబౌట్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ the three expression or three terms Baba uses is dehe bhan, dehe abhiman and dehe ahankar. Dehe bhan, dehe means body and bhan means awareness, the awareness of the body. Dehe abhiman, which I begin to believe this is what I am, and it's connected with more my attachment in it. Dehe ahankar is which I believe that what am I, no one is like that. More in head. As I explain, perhaps it will be more easier to understand. They bhan, the awareness of the body, is a neutral type of thing. But still it keeps us here. I am girl or boy. Our parents makes us aware of what our gender is. Then I am young, I am old. Then I am short or high or tall, small or big. So it is just like it is my, but then you are not thinking it again and again. The moment you begin to think, I am really old now, I am old, or I am weak, or I am... So then I am what it is, the condition, what is the situation, we begin to believe it in that, cover ourselves with that consciousness. And this becomes body conscious. I remember my sweet memory. I was 18 years old. Mama sent me a different center, small center, to help someone. And with great enthusiasm, of course, I went. Served a few months there. And then Mama invited, Mama was in Delhi. So she invited me as well in that gathering, teacher's gathering. I cried in front of Mama, "Mama, I don't want to live in the center." She says, "Why? You are very enthusiastic to go and you eager to go." And Mama had asked my father that, can your daughter help? My auntie's place, actually a center was run by my Laukik auntie, mother's sister. "And why don't you want to go?" I say, "Mama, the majority people are old like my age, like my grandparents, and I am so young. They ask strange questions, which I do not even know what does it mean. Family problems and their own internal problems, strange language, strange way they explain, and I don't want to live in the center. She says, Sudesh, you are very body conscious. And I said, what does it mean, body conscious? What it is connected with body conscious? But this is what I am feeling and I am telling you. She says, you are seeing the age of your body, right? Conscious of the age. Age conscious is what? It is the age of the body. You are small, but you are originally the ancestor of all those who are present there. The soul is tiniest, smallest. Is it small? Baba is the tiny point of light. Is he small? It is the Almighty, knowledgeful, powerful, and is able to answer everything. So, to think I am small and they are old, respect is a different thing. But to be conscious of this age and not able to handle this, Baba has made you instrument and given you the opportunity. So forget the body and don't think I am Kumari, I am just small Kumari. Of course it is great being proud of this that you are Kanya Kumari, but you are Brahma Kumari. And Mama was also the same age and Baba called her Mama. Mama accepted it and forgotten the age of the body. So age of the body is also making you body conscious and you are not able to actually express what is little, what is recorded in the soul. So soul, you become soul conscious, then body conscious will not interfere. Body conscious means that you have comparison, young or old, clever or not clever, wise or not wise, experience or not, it's a comparison or it's competition. Something else is mixed in it. So you are holding on to this. It is just like in pure consciousness of a soul of Baba's child. You are Baba's child, but you are thinking they are grandparents, like my grandparents. With whom are you associating? With the body, with the worldly self. And this becomes thoughts becomes either fearful or doubtful or not so confident in the self. So pure consciousness is that you are a soul and you are expressing yourself through this body. It is instrument. So then she made me remind again of how to be very conscious of soul consciousness. Soul conscious and body conscious. When body conscious, Devan is there, then here it is question that you demand or you share or you expect or you lose hope in yourself and become dependent. Because you are not conscious of what your qualities of the soul are. But it is being influenced what environment, what others are, how they are expressing, how they are. To learn and to understand and to be inspired is different thing. This is what I understood and I am explaining now details. So body consciousness is Abhiman. Abhiman means because I am older than you, you should accept me immediately. Like parents' consciousness, we are old, we are experienced, and even child is giving good advice, innocence, but because it's I am old, experience. So you begin to compare. But when it is soul consciousness, you begin to appreciate even something good is being told. thoughts are changed, consciousness is changed. And so you are conscious of the original qualities of the self. So then those qualities are making you powerful. And when you are body conscious, then all these five elements that have their property, the property of the elements are influencing you. Water, ocean is water, right? You swim in it, you are not trapped by water. Unless, of course, you know how to swim it, and you don't take it in, it just remain above. You are a boat, its ship is moving on the water, it goes across. Water comes in, it drowns. In the same way, in pure consciousness of soul consciousness, is the purity. In body consciousness, is the dust mixed in it. Just like clean water is healthy, and a little bit dust in this water makes you sick. Clean water has nice flow. It is the energy of it. In the same clean water, more dust is mixed in it. You cannot have the transparency in it, and neither you can see the fast slow. It's moving slowly. And gradually, the more dust is mixed in it, then it is not called even water, it is called mud. It is holding you. It is sticking to your hand. So body consciousness means all what are the properties of matter, heat, dust, dust consciousness. So it begins to affect. So bodilessness means, of course, you are in this body, but you are using less and less the influence. You are not allowing the influence, and you are also not using your senses with body consciousness, which brings me vices. Body consciousness means desire, attachment, greed, expectations, possessiveness. It is not only vices, but there are weakness as well. Heat and fire is not only the fire, but jealousy, anger, rejection, hatred. All these are the heat inside. And so we begin to adopt the, instead of becoming virtuous of soul conscious, we become more reality of vices. And then impatience comes. So it is body consciousness. Devan. And ego is that you want to be unlimited. You react, reject, make others more feel guilty, and yourself prove that I am right. So it is a totally different subtle kind of vices, not gross form, which more are inside first affecting you, but it is in fact creating on one side, it is that you want to be covering and keep everyone under your control, but inside it is fear. Fear of losing your position or not being respected. So wrong way authorities uses, and it's called Dehe Ahankar. Ahem is working. My body, my position, my qualities, my specialities. And so it becomes more and more dust. And as Baba said, you stay with pure consciousness in Baba's lap. Then you swing in the swing of supersensuous joy, of love, of peace, of happiness. Or you are seated on the throne on your own forehead. And then Baba has also offered a throne, which is of course love, of purity, of peace, of happiness, of benevolence. So this is, consciousness is connected very much thoughts, because thought makes us aware, I am young or old. This, you begin to think in that way. And other day Baba spoke about thinking is also important. Sankalp, vikalp. What is this then? Thinking or not thinking? So when you are soul conscious, you are still thinking. When you are body conscious, you are also thinking. Because it's very important energy of the soul, which makes you, which proves that you are living. You think, your feelings, your breathing, breathing out, breathing in, eventually it becomes the environment. What you think, what you generate in the energy outside. And so, some people think to be soul conscious means not to think. But it is never. When you are thinking, some say, I am meditating. Meditation means not to think. But when you are thinking, not to think, there is also a thought. One powerful thought is there which is controlling other thoughts. So thought is the nature, is the energy of the mind. But what is vikalp? Vikalp is waste, weak, influenced by weakness, defects, vices, or effect of the nature of others, sanskaras of others. So mama, didi, dadi, janki used to say, don't think, don't think. And so many times, many months these classes were there, nearly a year, not don't think, don't think. And everyone would say, but we have to think. So what its meaning? Not to focus on the thing which is making you worried, creating fear, tension. But thinking is the nature. So vikalp, don't make your thought vikalp, because it's waste of time, waste of energy, and waste of also blocking your own intellect, because you are focusing on wrong thing. But think. What is manmana bhav? That is also think. I am a soul and I belong to Baba. It's a thought, but it is with clarity. So when we are thinking with clarity, with soul consciousness, with benevolence, then it is pure thoughts. It's no karmic account. But when I am thinking in body consciousness, in bodily relations, it is actually, it becomes a train of thoughts, relationships, worried, tension, or fear, or whatever. Baba said that, I also think, these are my children. Baba's children, I have to look after them. So punya karma is being created. So when the thoughts are of benevolent and no selfish motive in it, then this is neutral thoughts, natural thoughts. You are not possessive and you are not actually expectating. Expectation are not there. But good wish is there. Shubh bhavana is there. Shubh kamana is there. Karmic account with them is not created. But account with God is created. Because you are doing this task not just for one individual. When you are serving the yajna, it is yajna, it's Baba's yajna. It's not one person. So when we are focused on human beings, due to attachment, due to expectations, it becomes an account. So it becomes weak karma, weak actions, bondage action, or actions which cause sorrow. It is separating me from my true self, and also separating myself from God. And it leads me to perform wrong action, out of vices. So it becomes vikarma. And when I am neutral, let God do His work, I am doing for benevolent, good for myself and good for Baba's children, then no karmic account is created. It is being giving satisfaction. Then in the same way, charity and donation. Donation is you give for gross things, and charity is you give for subtle things. Pure cooperation, good wishes, upliftment, encouragement, which is at that time immediately giving them benefit, what they need at that time. For example, a person is thirsty, you give them water. So water is gone. That person is, you are not expecting that person should give me water also, because I gave him water. He should give me in return milk. But when expectations are there, you give this much and you say you expect a more, karmic account comes. So this is why these are terms, are wordings are same, similar, but meaning behind is different. Bhavana and kamna, shubh bhavana, good wishes, pure feelings, and also the deep wish of benevolence. So pure, so everything when it is in soul consciousness is pure. Anything which is connected with Dehbhan, Dehabhiman and Ahankar, it becomes bondage. So I have to see my relationship with my own. I create bondage or I liberate myself. So revelation in one sense, realization of 1 second, but working is study. Until I study and transform it, I don't get liberation. So this is why practice, practice, practice. Every day Baba says, be bodiless, be avyakt, be soul conscious, be trustee. So it is, these are stages are there. Use it, but become detached. So more and more understand the subtlety, more we are able to give ourselves happiness and happiness to others, cooperation to others. That is Shubh Bhav and Shubh Bhavana. Intention is good and wish is also elevated. Om Shanti. I am taking leave now for 10 days. I am going next door and come back on the 13th. Next door means Germany. And so come back on 13th. Om Shanti.